Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
I'm going to run something by you, Matt, and see what you think. This is to Lindsey Graham and his crazy statement about the big tent that P.T. Barnum creates. You know who we're talking about here. There's five U.S. senators, that Republicans, as I understand it, that are not going to even run for re-election. One of them, Portman in Ohio, we've got a relatively moderate Republican governor, and I think one of the best senators on the other side in Sherrod Brown. Why can't you win that state? Why can't you win at least four of those five seats with the right candidates? And this nonsense now, Trump is directing all the money, as I understand it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't give any money to rhinos, directly to me, and I'll pick the candidates. Well, I would love him to pick the candidates, because then I think we'll go five for five.
Yeah, you're making a good tactical point. By the way, Dick, you're the third caller. So at the end of the call, give your mailing address to Luke, and he will send you a Crudy designed Devil Radio t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So, but in any event, let me kind of go over what you just said. First of all, you're right. Portman of Ohio is not running. Roy Blount of Missouri just announced he's not running. Now, are these states that we can win theoretically? I'll tell you, there already is a Democratic senator in Ohio, as you point out, Sherrod Brown. And of course, there have been Democratic senators in the past in Missouri. Missouri is an unusual state. In the north, in St. Louis, close to Illinois, is very much a Midwestern state, very blue. But you go in the far south and you get to the west over in Kansas City, Missouri, a lot more conservative. So it's a tough state. But it's not just those two. There are others as well. Here's what's going on in the Republican Party. Donald Trump is a wild card for the Republican Party. Donald Trump is their most popular figure. They're trying to fundraise off of him, suck up to him, kiss up to him, go back down and talk to him. Even despite January 6th, the insurrection. But he wrote a letter to the three major Republican committees, the Republican National Committee, their Senatorial Campaign Committee, and their Congressional Campaign Committee, saying, don't use my name. Well, a piece of breaking news, they just came back to him yesterday and they said, we are going to continue using it because you are a public figure. You were the president. We're alluding to the fact that we support your policies. And his response to all of them was, I don't want to elect rhinos, Republican in name only. And incredibly, he attacked, believe it or not, Karl Rove is a rhino. Karl Rove is one of the chief thugs in the Republican Party, like Lee Atwater, like Newt Gingrich. A thug, an intellectual thug and a tactical thug. And if Trump thinks he's a rhino Republican in name only, Trump is essentially flirting with a QAnon base, is what he is, the QAnon base. So what does that do for us in these Senate races and congressional races in 2022? There is a truism that to some extent, races are shaped by national events and policy. So you can put up great candidates, say all you want, but if it's a very bad year for either party, that party is swimming upstream. They're swimming against a current. No one knows what the current will be like in 2022. Right now it's March. We're talking November of 2022. This is March of 2021, 20 months away. 20 months in politics is like 10,000 years in history. anything can happen every day. Every day, anything can happen. My own take on it is that we will pick up Senate seats. We will pick up Senate seats. I think we'll pick up Ron Johnson if he runs again. Now he's starting to say, my preference is not to, which sometimes is code for I'm sending signals out to some of my party to start running. The people who would run other than Johnson have no name recognition, and I think they could be beaten. Portman in Ohio, Portman's seat, Ohio, leans slightly Republican. Sherrod Brown is an exception. Can we do it? Yeah, I think we can do it. We have Tim Ryan running. He's a congressman, very good guy. Tim Ryan perhaps can do it. I hope he can do it. I don't know who the Republicans would nominate. Can we do it in Missouri? Can we do it in Missouri? Well, we have in the past, but we've also failed to do it in the past. Stand by. And that's true of the other races as well. So there you have it. Thanks, Dick, for calling in. The t-shirt is yours. Tell Luke where to mail it. Now, this essentially warfare for 2022 is not just a civil war in the Republican Party, but it's a combat war everywhere. And here's one of the tactics. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds just signed a bill to shorten early voting. She's a Republican. Shorten early voting. Close the polls earlier on election day. And one of the ones that is very disturbing, is she will personally, not personally, it'll be the state, put a $10,000 fine on any election-related official who, quote, goes against the Secretary of State's guidelines, end quote. That's unconstitutional. The Secretary of State's guidelines are not law. They're not they weren't passed by a duly elected legislature and signed by a duly elected governor. They're an administrative appointee's guidelines. They can change. They can be ambiguous. What do you do, for instance, if people are lined up in the polls, say it closes at 8 o'clock, and the law normally is anybody in line can vote? How do you decide who's in line? What if somebody bent over and tied his shoes? That kind of thing. You have local officials making calls all the time. They do not want to be fined 10 grand. 10 grand is a lot of money. By threatening them that way, unconstitutionally, there's no due process in that fine. It would be thrown out. But if you hold that over, say in Wisconsin, Myrtle of Kewaskum, Betty of Monroe, every election, they get $100. They spend the whole day doing great work. And they're told, you personally are going to pay 10 grand and your husband's out of work and you have a part-time job. If you go against the Secretary of State's guidelines, geez, what are they? I'm not getting training on that. And somebody says to them, well, you got to cut the line off, or you got to do this, you got to do that, or you got to let me come in and observe voters. And if they say I'm intimidating them, too bad, or we'll get 10 grand out of you and out of your husband. You can't have that. This is Putin stuff. See, this is Putin stuff. It's the Chai Coms, the Norks, the jihadists, and all that. I think the Republican Party is making a big mistake, and I'm going to tell you why. Kim Reynolds, Republican right-wing nutjob governor of Iowa, signing a bill to shorten early voting, close polls earlier on election day, and fine election good citizen election workers 10 grand if they, quote, go against, end quote, Republican Secretary of State's, quote, guidelines, end quote, which no one knows, there's no training on, is done to chill the polls, intimidate the polls. What the polls have shown, you know, and by polls, I don't mean the election polls there. I mean pollsters, you know, people who call 1,000 people and ask them questions, is that what motivates people more than anything is real excitement, either anger or support for an individual candidate. Fear and anger of Trump for destroying our democracy really turned out a big number in this last election. Obama had a lot of people doing it for him as the first person of color who was the president of the United States. But all that the Iowa governor, Republican, and all of these Republicans are doing, in my view, is truly angering a lot of people. And some of them might vote for him anyway. Believe it or not, Donald Trump did better among Latino men and African-American men than Republicans in the past, even with everything he did and said. What beat him was that suburban and ex-urban voters who didn't want to see our democracy destroyed went against him. Went against him. So, but that's happening right now. In Georgia, the same thing. It's even worse. In Georgia, banning weekend early voting so souls to the polls and African-American churches can't proceed. All they're doing is making a lot of people angry. These people are very angry. They will vote. They will vote. But the people among African-American men who might have voted Republican are going to finally say, well, you know, and it's not that the Democrats don't win that demographic. They win it big, but they just didn't win it as big as before. They're going to look at this thing and they're going to say, this seriously ticks me off. Very stupid of what the Republicans are doing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.